A lot of big developments tonight in the controversy at the University of Virginia. Could ousted UVA President Teresa Sullivan be getting her job back? The UVA Board of Visitors has scheduled a meeting for Tuesday afternoon to discuss the possibility of reinstating her. The deans of 10 of 11 of UVA schools, as well as the Faculty Senate, are among groups asking for Sullivan to return.
Her ouster has triggered widespread outrage among faculty, students, alumni, and donors. Joining us to talk about it, Anita Kumar, a Washington Post reporter who's covering the case. Thanks for being here again, Anita.
Thanks for having me.
Really, it's just been tumult down there in Charlottesville. Explain the latest and what you're hearing.
The latest is that the Board of Visitors says they want to reconsider whether to keep on President Sullivan after August 15th. So they've scheduled a meeting, as you said, for Tuesday at 3 o'clock. We are hearing that they wouldn't have called the meeting unless they had all the votes they needed. They need 8 votes of the Board of Visitors, and we're hearing that they probably have it. I suspect there will be a long and lengthy discussion, though.
So if it is possible they have eight votes, what was the tipping point here? What changed their minds after they apparently had voted her out?
Well, as we'd reported last week, there were several board members that weren't aware of what was happening. They just had heard about it at the last minute in the last week. They didn't have an actual board meeting to discuss it. It was just sort of done behind the scenes, and it was orchestrated by the rector and the vice rector, and of course the vice rector has since resigned. And so a lot of them felt like they didn't get a full they didn't have a full discussion about it, and had they had a meeting, they would not have voted that way.
And because a lot of the decision-making went on behind closed doors, there are a lot of folks who think that the Board of Visitors was hiding something and because there was no transparency.
That's right. And actually today I spoke to former Governor Tim Kaine, who appointed half of the members of the Board of Visitors as governor, and of course now he's running for U.S. Senate. And he said for the first time today that Sullivan, the president, should be reinstated. He said if the board had actually met in person, he thinks they would have made a different decision. And so his quote is, they should offer to reinstate her, and that he hopes that she will reconsider.
Helen Dragas is the Virginia Beach developer who is the rector of the Board of Visitors, only really known around Virginia Beach, but now is a statewide name. Her term comes up for appointments in July. Any indication the governor will reappoint her?
Well, Governor McDonald has not said either way, and of course he's been asked and lobbied about it. He's been asked by reporters, lobbied by lots of people that are upset about this. He hasn't said anything about it. He tends to make his appointments for the July 1 term, right on the last day of June, which would be the end of next week. But I have to tell you, the biggest indication is that she was originally appointed by Governor Kaine, a Democrat, and Governor McDonald, as you know, is a Republican. He generally has not kept on people that were appointed by his predecessor just because their parties are different. I'm not sure she would have been reappointed anyway, and this is obviously something that he would factor in as well.
Anita Kumar, Washington Post reporter, thanks so much.
Sure. Thank you.